Hello, this is an audio boo. It might go terribly. This could be the worst thing you've ever listened to. This is me, which is Capsy.
Hi, and I'm John.
That's John.
And we need to actually speed up.
We do need to speed up. We've got three minutes
to talk about.
We're already 3 seconds. No, hang on. No. Right, so this is a recording of Red Dwarf today, you might have heard.
Third episode to be recorded. And that is literally all we know.
I've given up speculating about what actual episode number it is, but I guess we'll find out. we don't get luxuries such as episode numbers or episode titles off Doug. So
or model shots or anything that actually makes it easy to judge how the final show is going to look.
Speaking of how the final show is going to look, this, as has already been said, is the first episode recorded that's got some location footage in inverted commas. So
is it the location's definitely for this episode, isn't it?
Well, it's recorded this week, and I'm making an assumption, yeah. Well, what's interesting is for episode two, John's phone's going.
We're doing an audio boo, leave me alone! Right, carry on.
Last week's episode, when they were on the second episode, there was a scene that they had to record later. So presumably that was recorded either this week or it's not been recorded
yet. It could be any time up till the end of
production. So that has broken the pattern of only recording stuff, you know, for this fight. But I would make the assumption that the location stuff is for today. Although
I think that might be a dangerous assumption.
Mm,
but
a little bit of danger.
We'll update you with this. Actually, it might give it. Would that? No, it won't give away plot stuff.
I won't think so. But then again, it was being filmed yesterday, wasn't it? Which is quite a quick turnaround to edit the stuff, especially if it's location footage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
You could do it.
As we mentioned in our little, it's been 15 days post, Ellard said it is the same location, same area as Emohawk and Rimmerworld.
Exciting.
Which is exciting. I did have in my head that maybe Meltdown had a bit of Shepton Lot recording, like in the woods.
I know the country house was used for the interiors of Meltdown.
We'll soon see about that. And well, I guess we better set off. We're meeting some people. We're meeting Seb and Danny Pendo Pendleton. We might not be able to have Seb on, but we'll probably talk when we're in the pub getting drinking the beer and having a lager and a curry.
See you later.
Goodbye.